A Canton man wanted in connection with an attempted murder case in the city is in custody after a police chase that ended in Stowe. The Highway Patrol says 39-year-old Julius Edwards led troopers on a pursuit that began on Darrow Road in Hudson Tuesday night, caused a crash at Terex Road that seriously injured several people, and shot at a trooper as he fled on foot. The trooper returned fire. Edwards was later arrested after crashing a stolen vehicle into a Summit Metro Parks cruiser at Saybrook Boulevard and Bunker Lane. The officer suffered minor injuries. Edwards is accused of repeatedly stabbing his girlfriend at a 15th Street Southwest home Tuesday morning. The victim was taken to Altman Hospital in critical condition. Canton police say a man is accused of firing multiple shots at a family member before leading officers on a short chase. 46-year-old Brian Cricks of Canton was arrested Monday night after officers say he failed to stop for police in a Jeep. Investigators say the incident started at a home in the 100 block of Claremont Avenue Northwest, where they found bullet holes and spent casings. Cricks is charged with felonious assault, domestic violence, and failure to comply. The gun has not been recovered. A man and woman are facing abduction charges after Canton police say a woman was held against her will at gunpoint. Officers were called to a home in the 1400 block of Robin Court Southeast Tuesday morning after the victim escaped and flagged down police. 43-year-old Dustin Bentley and 32-year-old Myziah Lucius of Canton allegedly threatened the woman with a gun and prevented her from leaving. Bentley faces additional charges, including having weapons under disability and aggravated menacing. Both are scheduled for arraignment today in municipal court. Washington Township trustees have completed the township summer paving program. During Monday's meeting, trustees also approved just over $4,000 for ambulance repairs and more than $500 for a fire department whiteboard. The fire department responded to 59 calls in June, including one structure fire and 32 medical emergencies. A 118-year-old building in Canton will be raised to make way for a new restaurant. The repository reports the former home of Ristorante Capaldi at 4905 Tuscarawas Street West was purchased by Carl Warther of Stowe, who intends the site for his 8th Dairy Queen location. The home across the street from St. Joan of Arc Church was built in 1908. It was transformed into the restaurant in the 1980s and was later known as Angelo's. If site plans are approved by the county, Warther would have up to 2 years to build. His 7th Dairy Queen on Cleveland Avenue Northwest will open this summer. The Highway Patrol has identified the driver in a fatal pedestrian crash near the Salem Golf Club. Troopers say 23-year-old Gage Palmer of Steubenville struck 35-year-old Amanda Spiegel of Salem on State Route 14 in Perry Township June 18th. Spiegel later died from her injuries. Alcohol and drugs are suspected. The crash remains under investigation. No charges have been filed. A North Carolina man convicted of causing a fatal crash in Coitsville Township has been sentenced to 5 to 7.5 years in prison. 25-year-old Robert Powell was found guilty by a Mahoning County jury in May of aggravated vehicular homicide, OVI, and improper handling of a firearm in a motor vehicle. 62-year-old John Clunas of Newcastle, Pennsylvania, died in an April 2025 collision at Route 422 and Hubbard Road. A small fire at an Austintown plant forced a temporary evacuation Tuesday morning. Firefighters say a machine at Heinz Industries on Hendricks Road started smoking, leading to a small fire in a filtration system. The fire was put out with extinguishers. No injuries or major damage were reported, and work was expected to resume. A Trumbull County man has been sentenced to 3 years probation after the FBI says he made online threats against President Trump and federal immigration agents. 47-year-old Charles Ingram of North Bloomfield received the sentence Tuesday in federal court. He pleaded guilty in April to charges of threatening officials and interstate threatening communications. Ingram was sentenced to time already served. Investigators say they found guns and ammunition at his home during a February search. Warren police have identified the man killed after he was hit by a vehicle Saturday night. 72-year-old Charles Owens of Warren died after he was struck while crossing Youngstown Road near Kenilworth Avenue Southeast. The driver of the car left the area briefly before turning around. No citations have been issued as the investigation continues. A man is wanted after police say he failed to appear for court following a crash into a Planet Fitness in Warren. A judge issued a warrant for 42-year-old Matthew Gilmore. He was accused of driving a car through a window of the Elm Road gym Monday night. Police say Gilmore and his passenger were both experiencing suspected drug overdoses at the time. No one inside the gym was injured. Gilmore is charged with OVI and operating without reasonable control charges. A former Vienna Township fiscal officer will not have her case heard by the Ohio Supreme Court. The ruling came Tuesday in the case of Linda McCullough. She is serving an 8-year prison term after being convicted of theft in office, telecommunications fraud, and tampering with records. The 11th District Court in March rejected her claim that the trial court erred in imposing consecutive sentences. Prosecutors say McCullough stole township funds between 2021 and 2024, causing a fiscal emergency. She still owes over $132,000 in restitution to the township and state. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.